We are learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Yudal Amud Aleph. We are starting halfway down the Amud, about the two dots, for Tarnagol Lavan. We learned the Mishnah, it's actually Machlokes, that the Tanakhama says, I cannot sell a white Tarnagol no matter what. That's the Mishnah said in the Gimel on Beis, you cannot sell a Tarnagol Lavan. Rav Yehuda says, it depends. If you sell him a whole group of Tarnagolim and inside is the Tarnagol Lavan, that's fine. So that's so Yehuda's Mechadish. You can sell it as a group, then it's fine. As a bunch, you can sell different tarnagol with different colors and throw in a lavan, but throw in a white one. According to Rabbanan, Zok the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Zvid. Veikid the Masdi, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Zeira. Tarnagol ami. If the guy walks around and says, "Who has a tarnagol to sell me?" Mutalim koloi tarnagol lavan. You're allowed to sell him a tarnagol lavan. Let us sell a white tarnagol to the guy. And the reason is he didn't ask for a white one. If he didn't ask for a white one, so therefore, it's not a problem. Because you don't assume he's looking for a white one. He would have asked for a white one. He didn't ask for a white one. But, white ones. Yeah, only macro white ones. So he didn't ask for one. So therefore, even if you'd like to give him one, because he wasn't asking, it's probably for a white. It's probably for eating. Or something else. So if he says, Tarnagol me, so then you're allowed to sell him. But if he says tarnagol lavan, if he says I want a white tarnagol in me, he says who has the white tarnagol? Also limko the tarnagol lavan. You're not allowed to sell him a white tarnagol because then you know he wants it for avodah zarah. That's what the Rav Yehuda, Rav Zeira, the Mechadish. Tanan, you learned in the Mishnah, Rav Yehuda Omer, it says in our Mishnah, Rav Yehuda Omer, moichahu loy tarnagol lavan bein tarnagolim. You're allowed to sell a white tarnagol between the tarnagolim. You're allowed to do that. So, hey, Chidomi, what exactly is the case where we're allowing a person to sell a tarnagol lavan bein a tarnagol? Ilem with the comment tarnagol lavan lami, tarnagol lavan lami. If he's saying, who has a white tarnagol? Who has a white tarnagol? So then, he's asking for it, so you know what he's asking for. So, fill a bein a tarnagol namiloy. And even if he gives you a whole group of tarnagol with black and red ones also, you should assume it's also. You know why it's also? Because I is taking the black and red ones, because he knows that's a trade-off. He wants the white tarnagol for his chavim. The only way to get it is by taking the whole group, to taking everything. So how could he allow that? If the case is he asked for tarnagol lavan and you gave him a few of them, or a few of the colors, how is that supposed to be allowed? Obviously, he wants everything. He knows yet that's the trade-off. So Elamai, what does it have to be? Elo lav, the call of Tarnagol, Amil, Tarnagol, Amil. It must be the guy who's asking Stam for Tarnagol. So then it depends. If you give him, you can't give him a love on, but you could give him a love on and a red and a black. But Philoch, Rav Yehuda, Bein Tarnagol, in, Fnatsvi Loi, and Vlatanakama, Phil Bein Tarnagol, Nami Loi. So that's the Kasha. Rav Yehuda, Vashem, Rav Zeira, Amuz Mechadish, that if I say Tarnagol, Ami, I don't say love on, the guy does not say love on, you're allowed to give him a love on. And we see klar not like that from our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says that you can sell him a group, and the Tanakh says not. And obviously, we're talking about a case. We didn't ask for lavan because we asked for lavan. How are we allowed to? So it must be a stam, and it's mashma. Stam is aser, the fear of in every case, and fear of Yehuda is only mutter as a mixture with the other ones. So it's shver and amzera. So zok to Gemara. I'll tell you the tarot. It's like this. Avada, Rav Zeira is right. If the guy walks into the marketplace and says, who has a tarnagol, you let us sell him a lavan. Because obviously he doesn't need it for Avada Zara. Om Rav Nachma Yitzvah Maizkinon. What's the case of our Mishnah? Kegoin, do Omar, zeh v'zeh. He walks in and says, I need a black and a white one. So here, Rav Yehuda says, that since if he says, I need a black and a white one, and obviously he doesn't need it for the avodah zarah because he asked for a black one as well. But the Tanakhama says, no, he's just tricking you. He really wants avodah zarah. He knows he walks in asking for a white one, you're not going to give him a white one. So that's why he mentioned the black one as well, in order to fool you into thinking he doesn't need it for avodah zarah, and then you'll sell it to him. So that's why, according to Tanakhama's answer, Ruda says, no, the Maisa says he's taking a black one, so it must be, it's not for avodah zarah. So that would be a machlekes. So it'll really be three levels it comes out. If he says tarnagol and me, he says tarnagol, he walks in and says, I need a tarnagol, then it's mutter. It's mutter to give him a lavan, because he's not asking for a lavan, he's just saying, I want a tarnagol, so he doesn't need a avodah zarah. If he says the other way around, says tarnagol lavan I want, then it'll be aser. Tarnagol lavan will be aser, and maybe, tarnagol will be lavan aser, maybe if you're a Yehuda, mutter as a group. But if he says zeh v'zeh, that's way, tarnagol, if the guy says tarnagol lavan, be clear, I'm aser. Fidus Bandiyama. Kuma Asa. If he says zev is zev, then it's machlokes. If the guy says, give me a white one, a few white ones, a few black ones, then it's machlokes. According to the Tanakhama, it's aser. Why? Because he's trying to trick you into selling him. Mashiach Yehuda says, no, since you're buying black ones, so then the white ones are fine as well. So that's the three levels over here, according to Rav Zera. I'm bringing it right from a braisa. When is it usher to sell him a lavan? When he asks for a lavan, Avil the Rasha zeh is lav dafka. Tanago lavan. Avil lava zeh is zeh. Says I want both black and white mutter. So you see, Klar Yehuda is talking about zeh zeh. And the Bryce goes further. Which means even if he says, I want a lavan, there's an exception to the rule. It could be mutter. How be mutter? If he's making a mishtah, is mutter. Because the Maisi, you could assume that he's buying it for his chasana, for his wedding, for his child, or for the chayla. That's why he's buying targa lavan. Because it was very, besides for Abarizara, it was normal to have live white chickens by a wedding and for a chayla. Let's say for hepatitis. You had a white chicken, you didn't have it, these things. It wasn't normal things. It was not lav davka v'rizara. For eight gemara, is that true? But tonight I looked at our Mishnah, that when it comes to a Mishnah of Benoi, that's a problem of a v'rizara. But tonight I looked at our Mishnah, only that day, but that person who made the wedding and that person who And that day of the wedding is also taka because of Avodah Zarah, because he's makir Avodah Zarah on that day. So heck, you say they let sell for that day. That day is Avodah Zarah also. Maybe he's Avodah Zarah.
Who says it's not the day that he went to the wedding?
So I guess maybe you could be chosh. He's getting it for the wedding. He's saying I'm getting it for the wedding. So he gave it for the wedding. Maybe for that day. Okay, you could have answered that those before. So Moses says different time. Moses says it wasn't the Mishnah B'nai Mamish. It was the forspiel. The Amr of Yitzchak of Sharsha v'Tavzig. Rashi says it means High Mishta Dektani Mutalim Koloi Tarnagol Lavan Lav b'Mishta Chupas Benoi. That which would be the Vada Takruvus of his Chavon Kabayalei. If he's buying it for the actual Chupah, so then for sure he needs Takruvus. Here it was Mishta Shama Reish Eisen Arar Zemzeh before Lechashav Kulihai that he's not getting makir for that. So that is the Gemara's Teretz that. That's more a teretz to that kasha. But upon him, what we have in our Gemara so far right now is that Rav Zera says if you ask for a tanagol lavan, nothing doing, you can't sell him. If he asks for stam a tanagol, you'll have to sell it to him. Zev is zev, mechloik is Rav Yehuda and the Rabbanim. So I think more about the Tanan. V'shar kol advarim, it says in our Mishnah that all other things, shar kol advarim, because you're not allowed to sell him the b'nai shuach, the stavulim, the levayna, the tanagol lavan. All other things depends. Stamon is mutter. Pirushin asr. Now, what does it mean, stamon? Smash all the things, stamon is mutter, things before, stamon asr, right? So, what exactly is stamon? My stamon or my pirusha. Ilema stamon, the kamba chiti, chevrasa, which means I spoke out, I want white chitim, pirush to come over his chavim. So, and that would be gishmak. So, it means here, stam white chitim is mutter. Mashainkin, stam white tarnagol is asr. So it would be good, but the only problem is that wouldn't be a chiddush. If the Mishnah is telling you, Shar kol dvarim, stamon is mutter, and befer is osur. So top of the Amar Beis now, loy stamon tricha, lemeimar, stamon would not be a chiddush, because it only says tarnagol oven, so I know it's only a tarnagol, white tarnagol is a problem, not white wheat. So the loy stamon tricha, lemeimar, that's mutter. The Mishnah is like perushin, if you speak after Avarizara, you don't need tricha, you don't tell me that's also. Of course, it's selling once Avarizara, lemeimar, you don't sell it, I know, you're saying Avarizara. What must be? El stamon the kama chitip, that means plain chitim, you didn't say lavan, and perush the kama chavras, he said white. Mechlal, the tarnagol fills stamon amiloi. If it says shar kol dvarim is mutter b'stamon, his master tarnagol is also b'stamon. And we said stamon has to be this, because if not, what's the chiddush? So it's kasha on Rav Zera that says that tarnagol stamon is mutter. And for the Gemara, amiloi lom stamon the kama chitip chavrasa. And Purush to come lover is chavim. So Avada means shar kol dvarim. If you say white chitim, it's mutter. If you speak avodah zarah, it's also. I was a chiddush. Well, Purush and Srichalei. The chiddush is that if you mefarish avodah zarah, you would think maybe it's still mutter. Because Sakadat Chamina, high gavra lava is chavim kabayi. He's not using the chitim avodah zarah. It's not a normal thing. Rashi says fourth line from the top. There ain't derech chitim lahakir v'ischav. It's not a normal thing to be makir of chitim v'ezara. It's not what he needs it for. So why is he mentioning v'ezara? He is so in his own world that he knows if anyone says they're buying something from v'ezara, I'll give him a special discount. So he figures, here's a chap that people, other people are not like him. So he says, I'll say it's Avad Zara, I'll get a special discount. So a guy walks to the Svarim store, he says, I'm buying Svarim for the shul. Give me, you know, I want a discount, I'm buying for the shul. So he thinks, you know, this way, you know, it's not true in this case, but a chitim is not true. He figures, you know, he'll make up a story. He's very attached to Avad Zara. Just like I am, me the guy, is Ovik, is attached to Rabbi Zara, Kulnami Ovik. Ema, Hachi, I'll say this, Kehele, so you give me a special discount. Kamash Balaam, we don't say that. And Avad, it's Osir. She's saying Pirushon is the Chiddush over here. That it's Osir, you would think maybe that here, he's speaking out to get a discount. Kamash Balaam, no, he means it seriously, and he means Avad Zara. So upon him, that is where we're sticking with Rav Zera's pshat, that the whole issa is will be mutter. Now, boyi min Ravashi, tarnagol lovon katua lami. He walks into the shuk and he says, I want a tarnagol lovon without a foot. So, obviously, he doesn't need it for Vaisara, right? So, maybe she'll sell to him, or maybe not. Mao limkol a targa lovan shalim, to give him a targa lovan shalim. Let's sell him a complete one. Mir minim the kama katu alav is chavak abayi. If he wants one without a foot, obviously he doesn't want him for takrevis, for avodizar. By dilma rumika ram, he's making a trick. He knows, like Rashi speaks out, it's very not matzui to have in the shuk, you know, chickens without a feet, without a foot. It's like it's a little bit not common. So he figures, how can he get the guy to sell it to me? Simple. I'll make up a story that I want one without a foot, and he doesn't have it without a foot. He'll give it to me. So it's just Arumi Karam, huh?
No
shan
not to sell
that
then. Huh? No shan that you
have. Yeah, that's the Mishnah. Yeah, the Mishnah says that even if missing a finger, it says in the Mishnah, Kateas Etzpoy. Don't you fifteen atzpoy, Kateas Etzpoy Mercholoi. Yeah, you can sell because he's not gonna bring that for Avodah Zarah. And that you can sell to him. Here the Shaila is, he walking in and asking for that, do you think he's very sharp and cunning fellow here and he really, really wants a shalim and he knows to ask that? Or he taka wants that, it's not Avodah Zarah. And im tim tzolaymar, and if you want to say hi rumi kadam arim, on the tzad, they say, dear, it's harama. What about this case? There, about the case, you can't sell to him, because it's harama. What about he says, tarnagol lovon lami, tarnagol lovon lami. He walks in, he says, he wants a tarnagol. He says, who has the white tarnagol? And v'yovle shachar v'shakal, v'yovle odom v'shakal. And he walks in one time, you give him a black one. Next day, he walks in again, and you give him a red one. Now, what about the next day to give him a lava? Because you see, the first 2 days when he said lava, he didn't mean it, Lamaisa. Ma'aluka lava. Mirmini kibin diyavu shakal v'shakal, odam v'shakal lava v'shakamukabai. Oidilma arumikam aram. He's also tricking you. He knows if he takes a few times this, then he'll give him that. Teiku. Now, the second shiloh, who is it a shiloh according to? Zok Rashi. The shiloh is according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds when you give him a mixture of chickens, then you're allowed to sell it to him. But Zok Rashi, your Rabbanon hold, if I sell him a mixture, it's still awesome. So it can't be if you're Rabbanon. That's what the Rashi speaks out. Rashi is the Maskel V'yavulei. It says, V'li v'yehudim v'bayalei, hachi. V'loi l'Rabbanon, the Rabbanon afilu b'ein atana g'ayla masri. Even man, no, Zok atab, Tosfos, no, I don't hold like this. Here, it's for you, why?
Because here, he did that one time already.
It's one, what?
The first time when you're coming, there's already white ones in there.
Right, and here the altar it's separate, right? So it's always like a tap tois. It's tap tois is nira, like tap tois inside nira. The hach boyu yafil rabbanon. The asri bein atar gerlim. The ikel meimer. The at kan loy asri elabish yesham levonim v'shchayrim v'om zev zeh. V'az yeshachos udayte alavon v'kain leshachar pnei alavon shimay. He just chose a trade off. Have a halchol ki yovli shachar v'shachar lays by itself. V'azo in a day he doesn't know to give you love the next day, and therefore tois lords the shal im fi rabbanon. So the place Rashi tois is with the shal is like, but the bar comes out on this that is a takeoff.